Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
And going to Rashad's point earlier, no one, like, as Black and brown people, we're not even supposed to have this information. These kind of family secrets are supposed to be kept within families and not share it with the public. So do with it as you choose to. But you need to get your risk down on every trade. So number one, once again, I want you to find a way to trade bigger size in your trades. You need to have smaller drawdown. And if I can give one more bonus tip for traders, I'm going to be honest, you're not taking the craft serious enough. Too many of you want to, how many of you, please put yes in chat if you actually like went through 700 or 1,000 stocks last year and marked off the ideal prices where to get in. It takes work. Even over the holidays, when I'm talking to them, Shadi's like on a treadmill. And she's like, Troy, what you doing? Like, same routine. Going through different boards. I'm like, damn, you got a new lens here. Mike, I need the 12 to 24 millimeter with the center lens. I'm like, damn, you stay on B&H. How many of you took 3 weeks off? And you're really just now getting back into the motion. Crying at this every day. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars able to be made in the space if you can trade. But I think some people keep quitting too much. Stop quitting on you if you want to get the bag. Hope it helps. On
you. The year of you.
The year of you. Yeah, man.
Like that.
That is a fact.
Yep.
That is a fact. And the great thing is, like, even when I was an advisor, I'll never forget, like, you know, going through, like, meetings and stuff when I was learning. First couple of years, we had, like, training. And they always say, like, you know, focus on high net worth individuals. Like, that's who you should focus on. Like, those are the clients that, he's like, you can't make money with people that aren't high net worth. That was a key emphasis of it. And they, like, really drilled that in your head, where it's like, you know, everyday people, they, like, they could be great people, but our products, our services is not for them. Like, you know, this government program, I literally told me there's government programs, things of that nature that can help people like that. But what we talking about, don't focus on that. Focus on high net. You're going to waste your time. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm trying to get you guys to understand this. Like, we democratized education when it comes to financial literacy. Sometimes when you have, it's hard to appreciate things when there's an abundance of it. And there's an abundance of information. And what happens over the course of time is that you have different phases. When you first receive the information, it's a euphoria. It's like a relationship. Uh-huh. You're in a euphoria stage. Then you become numb to it. Then you actually have some level of resistance from it. Uh-huh. Then there's a certain level of envy. And this is the danger. That's the crazy part about life. It's like, when you're helping somebody, right? And it's like, you got to be careful who you help, because it's like, when you're helping somebody and they're not really even worthy of helping them, what happens is that you give them $100, you give them $100, you give them $100. They just say, thank you, that's my man. And they love you for life. They champion you. And then it's like, at some point, there's a switch that happens. And they don't even realize that they shouldn't even be getting $100. And they look at it like, they should be getting more. No, they should be getting more. Because if you're giving me $100, how much money do you have to even give me $100, right? So now it's a certain level of entitlement that comes in when they haven't done a tenth of the work that you've done. They don't even deserve $100. But now they're looking at it like, damn, that's like, yo, bro, you can't give me $1,000? Like, why not? Just give it to me. You got it. Why not? And then at some point...
But won't work for it.
But at some point, there's some level of envy. And then at some point, that envy just starts to spill over. And then you're like, bro, like, I don't got it. I don't got no money for you. Now...
That's me all 2023. I'm going to cut you off. If you ask me if anything, I ain't got it. You rob it from Xander. I won't let you rob him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's a dangerous cycle, because now at that point... Now they could potentially try to harm you. And now it's a 360 moment where the person that you actually helped went from gratitude to envy to now it's a certain level of danger. Uh-huh. This happens all the time.
Yeah, the more you help, the less and less appreciative the people are of the help.
But this happens not only on that type of level, this happens on social media. Now people want to slander you. Now they want to say that you don't know what you're talking about. Now they know the information that they give is not really that, it's not really that beneficial. It's basic information. Da, 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 like, and it's like, well, what you have before this?
Big facts. I want to see. I mean, because even when I was talking to somebody yesterday, I'm like, I never agree with having a handler to handle the business. They're like, no, you should. It works. You just pick the wrong person. I'm like, if I made myself financially free and they're not at the place where I am net worth wise, why I need somebody to handle my business when I made myself broke, then made myself rich? Seems like common sense. No, you need to create your own opportunity. Be grateful. 2023, even boundaries. Hey, even a Red Panda, I'm going to give y'all the prices. Y'all take them. And Red Panda, you don't get a chance to like message me because you want to date me and all that. Let me meet up with you at 12:30 in Parsippany. No, baby. No. No. Even that, you got to be of a certain caliber too. No. No. Say no more. 2023. To keep the... And I tell my friends this all the time and family. I see why celebrities move the way that they do and then restrict access. Because you can give so much that you can make everyone end up hating you. Because they feel like, once again, you are owed more. And if you go broke, they're going to say, I never asked you to give me that.
That's a fact.
Really?
Man, your gratitude determines your latitude.
I always say that
be the part.
When you up, the last thing I'll say about this is just gym for life. when you up, they ain't gonna always say like, yo, can you help me? Can you do something for me? You didn't do enough for me. When you down on your luck, the only thing they gonna say is that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he fell off.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he fell off.
Like, you gonna tell him a whole story. You gonna tell him a whole story about how your car got repossessed and your kid is hungry, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're gonna listen to it. They're gonna listen to the whole entire story. Mm-hmm. They're gonna look you in your eyes. I mean, it's one or two things they're gonna say. They're either gonna say that's crazy, or yo, I'm gonna keep you in prayer.
And won't pray for you.
Won't even pray for you.
Not gonna happen.
They'll say that's how crazy this, like, these people will say that, they'll say, yo, I'm gonna pray for you, and they won't even pray for you.
Won't pray.
They just say, like, they won't even like your picture, let alone trying to help you. Like, they won't even say a prayer for you, bro. Like, they'll say, I'm gonna pray for you and won't even pray for you. Mm-hmm. This is the type of generation that
we're a whole demon.
Talking about
you.
Yo,
what you praying for?
Please don't.
Like, even people, man, yo, bro, I need $5,000. Because I said, you don't even know my mama name. Like, what you mean? You won't even repost the Market Mondays flyer. You don't give you $5,000?
Yo, bro, that literally happened.
Stop.
I had a gentleman call me the other day. He wanted to start a business. And he figured, like, yo, you're from where I'm from. This makes perfect sense. I'm like, I don't like the idea. I think it's bad. How much is it going to cost to get this business off the ground? $10 million? I said, you haven't made $100,000 in a year. How are you going to get $10 million? Well, that's where you come in. No, that's not where I come in, bro. That's actually not where I come in. This is a person who's never, ever not liked a picture, not reposted a story, nothing. Just like, yo, I know you.
No one wants to hear about you guys' growing pains. Remember how it was when you were up and coming? And I remember when you had 2,000 followers. I was financially free then, too. Now, I might clip that up. Now, let me see the post from 2016.
Gratitude goes a long way. And even at the level that we're at, man, we still are very gracious with anybody's time. It doesn't matter who it is, right? So if somebody invites us to do something, we're on time, we're punctual, and we're gracious for the opportunity, man. Yeah. It goes a long way. You never know. The person you meet, you know, could change your life. And that we still live by that. So, like, gratitude is vitally important, man. Y'all got to really understand that.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. F- a mic drop. Bag drop.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.